I'm Alexandra Detrolio. Cardinal Sean O'Malley, president of the Vatican's Pontifical Commission for the Protection of Minors, insisted that the Church must make it a priority to respond to the problem of abuse swiftly and appropriately. If the Church fails to do so, the Cardinal stated that evangelization efforts, works of mercy, and education will be harmed. Cardinal O'Malley also urged that, quote, bringing the voice of survivors to leadership of the Church is crucial if people are going to have an understanding of how important it is for the Church to respond quickly and correctly anytime a situation of abuse may arise. The Cardinal made his comments at the end of the Commission's assembly in Rome this past weekend. The Trump administration will be closing the Palestine Liberation Organization's mission in Washington, D.C. The State Department announced that the mission's office is closing because Palestinians aren't directly negotiating with Israel on any peace agreement, and a provision in a U.S. law states that if the peace process does not go forward, the mission must close. The announcement follows a decision by the administration in August that the U.S. would be cutting aid for projects in the West Bank and Gaza and would no longer help fund the U.N. agency that helps Palestinian refugees. A Dallas, Texas police officer who shot and killed her neighbor in his home after mistaking the apartment for hers has been charged with manslaughter. According to the Texas Department of Public Safety, the officer, 30-year-old Amber Geiger, was booked into the county jail and a jail employee said she was then released on bond. Lawyers for the family of the victim, 26-year-old Botham Jean, had accused the police department of favorable treatment due to the officer remaining free days after the shooting. Last night, they held a news conference and stated that they had presented the prosecutors with new evidence in the form of a witness and video footage. Details of what the footage contained or the witness's testimony were not revealed. During a meeting with bishops from 34 countries, Pope Francis stated that the Catholic Church needs bishops who promote unity, quote, not soloists singing their own tune or captains fighting personal battles. The Pope also told the new bishops to steer away from clericalism and to not fall into the thinking that as a bishop, they have everything they need to run the Church. Pope Francis warned that clericalism divides the Church and, quote, helps perpetuate many of the evils that we are condemning today. For continuing updates and more Catholic news, visit americamagazine.org.